In this tutorial, we will review how to set up the types of appointments in the Office Appointments Maintenance. From the Office Appointments Maintenance menu, select Type of Appointment Maintenance. At the Type of Appointment screen, there is a list of options that enable you to customize a schedule with the types that are appropriate for your office. Some of the added appointment types should include typical reasons a patient would be scheduled at your office, as well as types for such things as meetings, time off, or holidays. To add a new appointment type, simply click the New button. To add a new appointment type, simply click the New button at the top of the list of options. You will be directed to the screen that allows you to adjust the functionality of the appointment type you are adding. And it is important that you know how each flag will affect the appointment type when actually in the schedule. You will be directed to the screen that allows you to adjust the functionality of the appointment type that you are adding. When adding a new appointment type, the first thing you will add is the schedule type code. This can be alpha, numeric, or both, and must be no more than 5 characters in length. An abbreviation or acronym may be useful in this field to ensure that the codes are specific. This is followed by the type code description, which will describe or define the shortened type code. Below, all of the flags should be set to meet your office's preferences and to effectively enable you to benefit from the type of appointment feature. In the top left column is the permanent type flag. This flag will most commonly be set to no. The permanent type is designed to be used to hold a day in the schedule that may have manual changes to that day that should not be changed when the schedule is revised. that should not be changed when the schedule is revised. For example, putting a holiday type in the first time slot on that day, if a revise is done on that day, it will still remain unchanged. Setting the onAvailable strip flag to yes will place the created type onto the type strip at the available appointment screen. This will also set the type to display on the highlight strip at the Week View screen option. If the variable interval flag is set to yes, then the appointment type will be able to have varying time intervals rather than having a default time associated with it. The time interval flag will be unavailable when the variable interval is set to yes. When a user changes an existing appointment type in the schedule to an appointment type with the variable interval flag set to yes, they will be prompted to designate a time interval for this slot. The time interval flag designates the amount of time needed for the appointment type. The time interval will be overridden if the intervals by doctors is set to yes and the particular provider has a time set. The time interval will be overridden if the intervals by doctor flag is set to yes and the particular provider has a time set. If the print superbill flag is set to yes, a superbill will be able to be printed for patients with this type of appointment. Setting this to no will not print a superbill for any scheduled time slot with this appointment type. The maximum per day is normally defaulted as blank. If there is a number entered, that appointment type can only be scheduled up to that amount of times per day. The number slots required flag refers to concurrent time slots. This flag will always be defaulted at 1. If it is set to greater than 1, when using that appointment type, multiple time slots will be present at one given time. The intervals by doctor flag gives you the ability to create appointment types. Time interval specific to a provider. Meaning if one provider takes longer for a type of appointment than another, You can set those times accordingly. For EMR clients, the display chart central flag should be set to yes to ensure that the type of appointment will appear at the chart central screen. Selecting yes for the billable type will make any super bill with this appointment type available for posting charges. Alternatively, if you select no, charges will not be posted to a super bill with that type. After you have entered all of the settings that you prefer into each field, press the Done button. If you would like to add another appointment type, you can proceed with the same steps or click the Cancel button. At the Type of Appointment Maintenance screen, the next option is the Edit View button. Clicking on this button will bring you to a list of your already existing appointment types. If you wish to edit a type, scroll through the list and right-click on the type needed. Edit any of the fields accordingly and press the check... check mark in the top left corner when you are finished. Click the back button or the escape key to return to the type of appointment maintenance screen. To remove a type from your selection, click the Deactivate button, which will bring you back to the appointment type list. Find the type that you wish to deactivate and right-click on it. The type settings will appear. At the bottom of the pop-up, select Yes to remove. To reactivate an already removed type, click the Deactivate button at the Type of Appointment Maintenance screen. Click the Include Deactivated button. This will update the type of appointment list with any deactivated types highlighted in red. Select the deactivated type that you wish to retrieve, and you will be prompted to activate the type at the type settings. You will notice the type will return to the activated list. The Print button allows you to print a list of all of your appointment types. Deactivated types can be included as well in this document. The Print button allows you to print a list of all of your appointment types. Deactivated types can be included as well in this document. You can select colors for each type. You can select colors for each type by clicking the Colors button. You can select colors for each type by clicking the Colors button. Colors can be used as a highlight on both the scheduled and open time slots of that type. Colors can be used as a highlight on both the scheduled and open time slots of that type in all of the scheduling screens. At the color screen, the code, description, and the interval of the appointment type will be displayed on the left. At the color screen, the code, description, and the interval of the appointment type will display on the left. And all the color choices will display on the right. Each color has a corresponding number in the top left corner of each color block. When a color is clicked on, the color number and name will appear in the heading above. In the middle of each color block is another number that indicates how many times it is being used for different types. To designate a color to an appointment type, select the type on the left side of the screen, and then select the color that you prefer on the right side of the screen. Both the color block and the appointment type will be outlined in a blue box. Both the color block and the appointment type will be outlined in blue. The last option at the Type of Appointment Maintenance list is the View Log button. The log is a summary that shows any changes that have been made. The log is a summary that shows any changes that have been made to a record. Listed in the log is the user's IP address and the date and time of any activity. The log screen will also show if a user simply viewed a record without making changes. This concludes the Type of Appointment Maintenance video tutorial. This concludes the Type of Appointment Maintenance video tutorial.